You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sarah?
Good. Pretty good. This is, I'm getting ready for my first weekend off in I don't even know how long.
Yeah, it's great. Listen, Sarah, it's crazy that we both have the same weekend off.
Yeah.
Because I also have this weekend off. Like, I have shoots, but I don't have a wedding, I guess.
And I feel like September long would be such a good weekend for a wedding.
Yeah.
But I guess people, it's the last long weekend of the summer. People just really want to take advantage of it. So I'm
That's true.
That.
Honestly, I'm going to very well take advantage of it. I might go to like the river maybe, like just hang out outside where I think we're actually Saturday. I'm going to go like up to the mountains and there's like a market we're going to go to. But yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Do you have any fun plans?
I'm going up to the lake for the weekend. I haven't been, well, I guess I went up there once, but yeah, it'll be really nice. I do have a shoot. Like an engagement session Monday night, but I'm like, that's kind of not the weekend anymore. So
yeah.
Just one.
Nice. Oh, I'm a little bit sick. So I'm just kind of getting over that. So if you also hear me sound a little weird, that's also part of it, but
the end of the season sickness.
That's what I was saying to somebody the other day. I was like, I always get sick once a year. And it's like when my body tells me like I work too hard and it's like, at least usually it decides like a time where I'm not too busy. Like right now, I don't have a wedding Saturday, so it's kind of nice. But
yeah, your body's telling you to slow down.
Kind of sucks, but it's still nice.
I was kind of sick this week, but it went away. It's nothing compared to what you have. But I think it was just like a little bit of my body saying, okay, chill. And then I did, and then it kind of went away. But
I couldn't even talk yesterday. Went to Tim Hortons in the morning, and I tried to order, and they were like, what did you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was the first time I had talked that morning, and I didn't know how bad I sounded. And then I went to talk, and I was like, oh, my God.
Your voice just doesn't come out.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. I went to a concert last week, and I was convinced that I was going to come home with no voice because I'm prone to laryngitis. Mm. Like, I've had it so many times. But I'm good.
Nice.
So far, yeah.
Yay.
So that's good. Fun. I'm drinking my first pumpkin spice latte of the season. Connor brought me one home, so that was nice.
Love that. I bought myself pumpkin spice syrup like a few weeks ago, so I've been making them at home.
Yeah.
So I can't even say I haven't had one because I had one.
Yeah. I'm not a Starbucks girl, but like, I don't know. I feel like this is a seasonal drink that's like a little treat. So yummy.
Have you had the pumpkin chai?
No, but I would like that. I love chai.
It's so good. You'll like it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get that next time. Yeah, I didn't even know that was an option.
They're almost better. I like them better.
Yeah. Mm. I just can't get over that it's almost $9 for a medium or $8 for a medium coffee. I can't do that. I'm too cheap.
That's why I bought the syrup at home.
Yeah, I know. That's smart. Yeah. So we kind of want to chat today about just our summer, the last 2 months, I guess kind of 3 months. June to me is pretty much summer.
Literally, it feels like June to me. Like, I feel like it's still June. I don't know how. Where the summer went.
Yeah, it's literally insane.
Like, all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, everything's green, it's summer. And then now it's like September pretty much. And I'm just like, what? Like,
well, and the weather was so insane. It went from fires to rain to smoke to like... Yeah. Everything and wind, like this summer has been nuts. And for me, this was my busiest summer, but I don't know. It just is gone. Like so insane. Yeah. So insane. Oh, I can't believe it.
No, it's kind of nice. I love fall. So like, it's okay. I'm kind of ready for it. But like when I smell the fall in the air, I'm like, ooh, I'm a new woman. Like I turn into like the,
I know. Feels like home.
You know what I bought yesterday? You're going to laugh at me.
What?
I bought a coffee mug that's a pumpkin.
Aw, cute.
I had to.
I love it. Yeah.
It's like the fall was calling my name.
We're both fall girls because we're like Libra birthday, like September birthday girls. So I think that's especially why it's our favorite time of the year. But also, I was thinking this like the other day. I don't know if I'm going to vibe as much with the orange fall pictures this year. Because I've been really liking my greens and my blues. And like, I've always had an issue with sunset photos during the fall. Because I think like the pinks and the blues do not mesh with the oranges. It like gives me anxiety.
Oh, see, I think it's so much easier to edit fall pictures.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like,
but I think I'm always warmer. My editing is always warmer than yours. So that might be part of it.
That's very true. I know. Lately, I've been liking the cool edits more. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I need to get some oranges back in my feed. But
yeah,
I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited for this month. I have two weddings. That's it. Yeah, two weddings, some shoots. And Jordan, what's your September?
Two weddings? Two more weddings. Yeah. I have just two more for the year.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm so excited.
But September is going to be good. I think it'll be like a bit step back for both of us for busyness. I don't know. Maybe you're busier than your summer. But
fall always gets me. It always makes like my fall always gets crazy. I think I'm about like I got like a bunch of inquiries today. So I think it's about to kind of be chaotic. But
well, people are with fall sessions, they're more likely to last minute book because everyone wants fall photos. So the inquiries start coming in like end of August.
Yeah. 100%.
Then, yeah. But I'm trying to like not take too much because I'm like, I haven't gone insane yet. I was close, but I didn't. So like,
let's just keep it that way.
Yeah. Keep things nice and chill so that, you know, it's a good winter. But So let's see. So when we did our predictions for this year, like obviously we still have our fall weddings left, but overall this summer, what are some trends that we predicted that happened and didn't happen?
I think the documentary style of photography that like we talked about becoming more of a thing definitely happened, I feel like, for both of us. And just in general, most like weddings, I feel like, at least for mine, like I know mine have mostly, and even just like not even on purpose, but like a lot of my couples, like things didn't go the way they wanted to. Like the one of my weddings this summer was like fully rained out. And then my other wedding, they had to move from Jasper to Hinton within like a matter of weeks. And they really just like embraced just going with the flow and like doing that, even if they didn't want to. And like, so that was a big thing for me. And that documentary style of photography. Yeah.
And I think colors too. Like I saw a lot different colors this year in bridal parties and decor. Like I think the last couple seasons have been all neutral. And this year there was a lot of different ones. Like I had a wedding that was purple, a wedding that was green, like a light green too, not just like a, you know, the forest green has been popular. But this was like a light, I don't even know, not lime green because it wasn't fluorescent, but like a soft, pretty green and like, like a light, like I think, sage. What did they say it was called? It was like dusty sage or something. Yeah. So like different colors, and like one was like bright pinks, pretty. Different textured of dresses, different patterns, like stuff like that, I think. And the decor, I think, was a lot different too. Like people just overall incorporating more color, more personality, I think. Did you see a shift in that at all? Like even in weddings you saw online?
Online, yeah. I think where I'm at, like with my mountain vibes, people kind of stick with the same.
Yeah.
Every year it changes a little bit, but I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the mountains, you kind of have to go with the colors too, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I have noticed, and I know that like, I still have a few more weddings to go, but I have noticed, like, we kind of talked about bridal parties and, like, people not choosing to have them in, or, like, having one person instead of six or whatever. I've noticed that a lot this year. And even with, like, I've shot a few weddings with you, and the one wedding, they just had one on each side. And then I had another wedding this year. They just had one on each side.
Which, honestly, you never saw before.
No.
Like, that was unheard of. Like, weird if someone had one in one. Like, the last 3 years, even.
And I feel like, honestly, those weddings have been a lot. Like, there's less people to, like, be managing. Yes. Like, it honestly felt a lot more chill in terms of, like, the day. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so, yeah, totally agree. So manageable. And, like, doing poses, we got to be more creative with poses and more variations with the four. Mm-hmm. Like, when it was just the, like, bridegroom and the maid of honor best man. Yeah. So that was nice. And then I had a wedding party that was like 10 and 10. But that still, it still worked. Like, it was different, but it was cool. Mm-hmm. So I think people are kind of just doing what they want. I've noticed that a lot this year. And timelines, have you noticed different timelines?
A little bit, but not, I think it's for me at least, it's mostly stayed the same, which I think it probably always will for most people. And then there'd be like the little people that change. But
well, you know what I noticed this year was I did not have many first looks.
Really?
Yeah. I think I had like maybe three. See, two for sure that I can think of.
And this year I've had more first looks than ever.
Really?
Like, it's so weird. I wonder why. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you like it or no?
I think I like it for certain people. Like, there's people that should do them and there's people that shouldn't do them.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it when people choose to do it because they don't want to share that one with everybody. I don't love it when people do it just because they want to be cool and, like, they don't actually want to have that time. You know what I mean? And, like, if they wanted to have that first aisle look, you should definitely do a first aisle look. And I'm glad that people are, like, thinking about it more. Yeah, and just doing what they want.
Doing what they want. Yeah. Well, I had a wedding and it was a friend of mine that I grew up with. And they had a first look planned. Everything was good. And then kind of last minute, she said to me, like, I just wanted to be me and Carter. And I was like, yeah, that's all good. Like, and I thought she meant like just the three of us, but she meant just the two of them. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like, okay, whatever. I guess I don't get to be there. Because as a photographer, you're used to being like in every single moment and seeing everything, even when other people don't get to. But I thought that was cool that they didn't even care about having it documented. That was just so special to them. They just wanted to do it.
Yeah. And then and that comes back to the trend of like doing what you want to.
Yeah.
100%. I think we talked about that too. Like we wanted to see people doing things that they were comfortable with and that they jived with and all that stuff. Yeah. And I think that really has happened this year. It's shifting.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Which I love. It's been so good. And then what was the other things that we had predicted? Oh, the one that was so funny was like the runway aisle. Didn't see one runway aisle.
No. Not maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe this fall someone will whip that out, but I doubt it. I feel like you'd have to have a small wedding to make that really work.
Smallish, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was, I still, maybe one day if one of us gets married, we'll... We'll see that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. What else did we predict?
We talked about bridal parties. We talked about color.
Yeah. Traditions. I feel like still you get all the traditions. I'm trying to think of any weddings where they did different. Oh, I had a wedding where they did the first dances. And they did it like her parents were split up and they both had a new partner. Mm-hmm. So they did, like, she danced with her dad. He danced with his mom. And then a quarter way through the song, she danced with his dad. He danced with her mom. And then they switched again and she danced with her stepdad. And then he danced with her stepmom, which I thought was so cute because that's such a cool way to just incorporate everyone. And, like, especially if you're a parent and you only have boys, you never get to do that first dance. So it's a fun way to, you know, or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was really cute.
Something fun I saw this year in terms of like switching up when we're talking kind of about like reception stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like traditionally, like you eat supper as soon as you come in the tent or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you do speeches and everything after that. But I think there was a few weddings this year where they switched it up and they came in, sat down, did all the speeches.
Yeah.
And then ate.
Oh, and then that's cool.
And then after eating, it was just straight to dancing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of refreshing to like have that done. And
because that can kind of be your cocktail hour, right? Like
No, it was nice. It was really cool and just like a different way.
That's a cool way. And why not? Like, does it really matter? Like, that's not necessarily like it doesn't have to be since it's always been that way. Yeah. I guess another cute one that I had was – instead of like flower girls and ring bearers, they had bubble boys because everyone in their life was all like had little boys. So I think they had maybe like six or seven. There was a lot of these little guys. And she spray painted the guns, like the bubble machine. It was like a gun, and she spray painted them gold. And these little boys walked down the aisle with these bubble guns. It was the cutest freaking thing ever. And they're all just, like, doing their own thing, like, aren't really even properly walking down the aisle, like, you know, how kids are. But it was the cutest thing ever. I loved that. That was one of my favorite little things, yeah.
One of my, like, the one wedding I did, they had just the one bridesmaid or maid of honor and the best man. And she did her speech, and then she was like, oh, I'm actually not done. And she did, like, a whole song.
Oh, cute.
Like, Fergalicious, but she... No, she sang it, but she changed all the words. It wasn't just like a 10-second clip of it. She changed all the words and sang the song. That's impressive. It was actually hilarious. It was real good.
Yeah. Yeah. That would take a lot of guts to do that.
I was just doing photography for that wedding, but like I wished I was doing video so I could have like videotaped the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been perfect. Yeah. Imagine putting that in at the end of the highlight film.
It was so funny. So cute. I actually have noticed a lot more like lit dance floors this year, like fun dance floors.
Same.
Which is amazing because I love it when people are finally having fun. It's like my favorite part of the day is when they're having a good time. So it's so nice. Like that same wedding where she sang Fergalicious, like their dance floor was
good.
Wild. Like he ripped his shirt off in the middle of the dance floor. And
you were still there? No, that's early then.
Well, I was there. That was one. I was there pretty late. I was there till like 10:30, 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I did stay pretty late at that one, but everybody was having such a fun time.
But honestly, I think that's a result of people doing their own thing and doing what they want, and then they're actually having fun. Because otherwise, you know, it doesn't really happen.
No, and it was really awesome. And then I guess, too, for me, like just being a part of a wedding this year was pretty fun for me because I was part of Janelle's. So I always love to do that. It was really fun. It's fun to see the pictures come back.
And then it changes your perspective, too, right? Like...
Yeah, it's fun to see the pictures come back. Like, I helped her find, like, because she's one of my close friends. Obviously, I couldn't shoot her day, so I helped her find somebody that I knew. And so it was fun to, like, be a part of a wedding, to, like, not take pictures. Let somebody else take control. She did a great job. It was good. Shout out, Becca, if you're listening. But, it was really fun.
Even just, like, one of my friends is getting married next spring, and we went wedding dress shopping for her. And it was like, oh, I get to see this side of it. Like, the whole process of wedding dress shopping and meeting the store owners. And I don't know, it kind of, I think it's cool being in the wedding or just being closer a part of it to see the whole process. Because we only see the final product, like the wedding day, the dress, the colors, you know.
That's why I think it would be cool to be a wedding planner, because you'd get to see all of that.
Oh man, that sounds so stressful.
Like, I don't think I could do it. But, like, it sounds really fun also.
All the things. Like, even just chatting with my friends, because, like, a few of my friends are getting married now, and it's crazy, like, finding vendors, picking dresses, picking colors. Like, I didn't realize how hard it is to find vendors.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So let's go over some crazy stories.
You had just started your story, so just go from the beginning.
So... I had a wedding, and it was in the beginning of spring. We went to a park in town. We walked, like, probably 10 minutes from, you know, where we were parked, and, like, there's a pool and, like, a shelter area, whatever. We're shooting. It was just, like, we had finished. We started with a bridal party, got all those photos done. We were just shooting the bride and groom, and we hear thunder, and the sky was getting pretty dark, and we're like, oh, we should start just, like, making our way back. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty... So we slowly, we're like, oh, let's go take a picture by the lake. So we're taking a picture by the lake. And then all of a sudden, one of the, like, the bridesmaids, her boyfriend ran to us and was like, it's raining. Here's an umbrella. He runs back, gives them an umbrella. My second shooter and I didn't have anything, but we're like, whatever. It honestly is fine. Mm-hmm. And because it was just kind of cute, like spitting, like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And then she starts taking her shoes off because she has these, like, huge heels on. And she gets her shoes off. We start walking back to the limo or whatever. And it starts downpouring. And we start, like, walking fast. And then, like, golf ball-sized hail starts coming down. And then we're like running, and I went to take a video of the rain, like, haha, this is funny on my phone. And then all of a sudden the hail came in, and it was golf ball sized hail.
No.
And you can see in the video, it's just like these massive like things of white going, and we're just running and we're holding our cameras trying to take pictures because it was so insane. And then we finally get to like the, it's kind of like a skating shack. And there's obviously like, because there's a like a splash park right beside this shack. And all the kids that were at the splash park with their parents had been outside, and they went in because it started raining. And we run into this building. We're drenched.
Yeah.
Like, the bride and groom weren't as bad because they had an umbrella, but still it was like coming sideways at us. And everyone's looking at us, not saying anything. It was the funniest thing because we're all like out of breath, panting, like drenched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was hilarious, the funniest thing. But my one camera, like, stopped working for the night. Like, the screen just stopped. It was, I have two at all times, so that was fine. But yeah. I was kind of using it, but, like, the focus wasn't working. And, yeah, it was chaotic. But it made some, like, unreal pictures and yeah. The funniest story. But, yeah, we got in the car, and I sat down in my seat, and you could just hear, like, the squish of water come out of me because I was so soaking wet. So then Connor brought us clothes, but yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my God. Let me tell you about my rain weekend that I just had last weekend. So I never checked the weather. I probably should more, but I never trust it because it's always wrong. Yeah. I just never check the weather. I just like whatever. So me and Sarah, like not you, Sarah, my other friend Sarah, who does my like content creating. She came to my house and we put on our cute dresses and like it was like drizzling, but it wasn't raining. So we go and get ready with everybody. And then we had planned all the pictures for like before the ceremony, but then it's still like pouring rain, Ugh. At this point, not drizzling anymore. It's pouring rain. We're like, okay, like there's a little gazebo in town. So we went and did like their first look at the gazebo and it was very cute. But then she's like, should we take all of our pictures like now? And I'm like, well, then you're going to be drowned for your ceremony. Like, I don't want that because that's the whole point. Like, so we go out there and like nothing had went according to plan. We're like taking pictures in the rain, like kind of like you. They walk around, they have umbrellas, but like for me and Sarah to use umbrellas, like we move around so much.
Doesn't
so, like,
make sense.
You can't hold on to an umbrella.
And it's hard to shoot with one hand. Yeah.
No. So I just like let it come down on me and I was just wearing my cute little dress. I was soaking wet, like wetter than like if I would have came out of the shower. Like dripping.
That's how it felt. Yeah.
Yeah, dripping.
Like you
water.
Had just jumped into a lake.
Yes.
With your clothes
and
on.
Yeah. Everybody at the wedding, like sitting down, was like looking at me and they're like, do you want me to follow you? And I'm like, no, like you can't. Like I'll be everywhere. Like you cannot follow me. They're like, they felt so bad for me. Honestly, at a certain point though, I just was like, wow, I just feel like I'm one with the rain and this is how it's going to be. Like it was so wet. But then like, honestly, if you can embrace it, which they did, like to a point, if it was, I think, hailing and stuff like that wedding, we wouldn't be able to. But
well,
like,
the hail hurt. Like the rain was fine. Like we were taking pictures. But once the hail came down, we were like, this is sketchy.
Yeah. I thought my camera broke too. Because it's like the screen stopped working and I was like, oh no. And I also have two. So I was like, whatever, I could have the other one. But it just like, it noticed all the water and it thought that I was like, it'll turn off when you're too close to it. And then, I don't know if I told you this yet, but Sarah had, because she had her phone out all day, her phone died. Like she had to she went home.
No.
And she went home and it was glitching out and we were like, okay, this isn't good. She like somehow managed to transfer me all the files. And as soon as she did, 5 minutes later, her phone crashed and never turned back on. But thankfully, she got all the files to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was.
And a new phone's expensive. I just had to buy a new phone and I was like
crying. I felt so bad. Yeah, that was pretty wild. But the picture's beautiful. I love the rain. It makes everything romantic.
Oh, they looked so cool. Yeah.
It was so romantic.
And honestly, if you can go in, it's fine. Like, our cameras are essentially waterproof. But, like. Yeah. And you can get those camera umbrellas, but I think that would just annoy me. So
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would piss me
off.
Once
you're in the zone, like, you don't want any. That's why we have our straps, because then we can so seamlessly, like, whip out our cameras and nothing's in our way.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, eyes on the prize.
Yeah. Then it's done.
Yeah. Ugh. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess our other crazy story, maybe, I guess, the doubleheader and the heat wave. That was wild.
That was, like, the opposite of like, being rained on. We were sweating ourselves to death.
That was like heat on another level.
I had sweat where sweat should not be.
No.
Never
there
again.
There was one point where, I don't know if we said this last time, but I said to Jordan, I was like, I need to sit in my car with my AC on for 5 minutes. Can you go start doing like reception details? Because I'm going to pass out. Like I was ready to fall over.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And the venue was in a tent. And I think like it's almost not good to – like it's fine. Like there's fans and stuff. But you have to be prepared if you book a tent wedding – in the middle of the summer when you can get heat waves like that, it is not fun. Mm-hmm. Like, there's pictures. I just delivered a gallery, and, like, people are wearing dresses, and you can see the sweat
all
over their bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And place, like, you know, if it was a like a portrait, I would edit it or something. But in the background, I would see, and I was like, oh, it wasn't just us dying. All the guests were also dying.
Yeah, I remember
And our
that.
Cameras were dying because they were overheating.
Especially because I was doing video for Sarah from those weddings. And video takes, well, it works your camera a lot more than just taking photos so that your camera is more prone to get hot. And so my cameras were, like, ready to die on me. And so I changed some settings and it was all good. But, like... They were not happy with me. And then you never know what's going to happen if they get too hot. Like, things can corrupt. You never know. Like, it's just scary. Everything's scary.
Yeah. And that's why we had my dad, because that was our doubleheader. We had him come to the next town that we were shooting at to come pick up our cards and our laptops.
And our laptops.
Because we didn't want to risk the files getting
drives.
Too hot in the car.
Hard drives.
We had all of our gear. So we were like, nope. He was down to come, which thankfully...
Yeah.
Like, he's the best for doing that.
Saved the day.
But the next day we had our electrolytes and we tried to be a little more on top of it with hydration, but still, Jordan and I both took like over a week to recover from that weekend because it was so draining. Yeah. Doing photo and video in a heat wave, like, and those weddings were both like, on our feet all day.
Yeah, they were
no
pretty
breaks.
Like 10-hour-long weddings, weren't they?
Yeah. Some weddings you get like, oh, you drive for an hour one way or like, you know, you get some time where you can rest. But a lot of the time, especially when you're at a venue wedding, you're go, go, go all day long.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I guess you can kind of talk about how the fires affected a lot of your weddings.
Yeah. Like I had the one wedding that ended up being in Hinton because it was supposed to be in Jasper. And it was a beautiful day. And like even with them having to change everything, it still turned out really nice. But I felt so bad. Like just having to change their wedding in like a matter of weeks, as well as they lived in Jasper. So they weren't just,
Which is crazy, weren't just
planning their wedding there. Like they were full on evacuated and also had to replan their whole wedding. And it was still so beautiful. It's just, like, a reminder that, like, they didn't let it, like, consume them. They just, like, did what they could. And it was still beautiful. All their family was there. And you know what? Like, a lot of their guests were from Jasper, too. And everybody, like, came together to, like, make it happen. And it was so, like, nice to see.
Yeah.
So and it was such a beautiful day still.
Yeah.
But I know, like, it's – I feel for every single person that had to deal with that. I'm glad honestly. I didn't have any more. Like, I didn't have any more. I have a few sessions in September. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to do them or not. Like, if they're
Yeah, because are
open.
People allowed in Jasper yet? Just residents?
No. Yeah, just residents. So, like, you can drive through, but you're not supposed to stop.
So. Oh, like in town? Like, can you go to other areas in the park or no?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the trails are, like, marked off. Like, you're not supposed to. Because they don't want to be, like, taking a helicopter, like, to come save you if they don't have to.
True. Yeah.
But did you see, like, it got so intense in Jasper that there was a sea can in one of the campsites to, like, store firewood, like those big sea cans.
Yeah.
And the wind was so crazy that it blew the sea can off the ground into the river. Like, it was like a
That's
tornado,
insane.
Like tornado kind of winds because of the fire.
Like, and a sea can, even without wood in it, would be heavy. Like, that's insane.
Oh, my. No, you have to lift that with a semi-truck. Like, you're not, like, you can't just push it over. Yeah. So... It's really
crazy.
It's really like nice to see like that everybody like I've been seeing lots of posts like saying like venues are like if you had a Jasper wedding like let us know we'll try and accommodate you and I've seen some people post that like they've changed and it's nice to see like everybody coming together but it's really sad to see still so
Oh, it's so sad for the whole community.
Yeah. I hope it gets put back together soon. I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other crazy stories, crazy things? I'm trying to think too.
I don't know. Anything at my last wedding, I ran over a plant, but that's pretty usual for me.
With your vehicle?
No, with my body. I ran it right over.
What kind of plant?
It's like she had these nice flowers planted. And I was running around in the rain and I was just taking pictures. And then all of a sudden I heard a snap, crackle, and a pop. And I look over and I ran over this plant. And I was like, oh, that's my hilarious. God, no. But it was all good. Only one Jordan. Part of the plant. It's all right. Usually I fall down at every single wedding. So it's really on par for, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's so funny. I'm trying to think of any other crazy things that happened. Like, I honestly don't think anything else, like, they all went really well. Like, just dealing with smoke, dealing with wind, mm-hmm. Things like that have been fun. But, like, no, nothing crazy. I had an engagement session, I guess, where we went to this one park. It's kind of, like, honestly in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And I hopped in with a couple, and we drove there. We parked, and we saw this, like, old, like, 70s-era camping trailer. Or maybe even 60s. It was quite, like, it was brown and whatever. It was in the bush. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, obviously someone just, like, dumped it there to, like, you know, get rid of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So then we start walking over because the trailer was by this, like, entrance to, like, the lake. So we're walking there and no one else is in this park. Like, it's just me and this couple and the trailer. So we start walking through this path and then I'm talking to the couple and all of a sudden out of my left ear, I hear, hey, get out of here. This guy yells at us.
No.
It's like a homeless guy living in this trailer. So we all start running back to the truck. No. And I don't know how he even got out there and like, how would he have food? How would he have water? Cause he's just living, there's no vehicle to haul this trailer there. Like, it was the creepiest thing. So then we were like, okay, we need to find a new location last minute because we're not shooting here.
Oh my God. That did not happen to me.
And it was just creepy because like you wouldn't expect to see someone in an area like that. And we just thought like someone, I don't know, because it's an area where people would like drop off stuff to just like throw it away or I don't know. But yeah, when we heard, it was so funny, especially her, like the groom and I, like we kind of looked at each other and started going back, but the bride just ran to the truck. She was so scared.
Same. Honestly, girl, I would do the same thing.
Because it's like, you never know what people do, especially if it's someone living out there. And that trailer was not in good shape. Like, it was not in living condition, but.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, that has not
happened. Scary stuff.
That has not happened to me. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I also haven't had anything crazy happen to me yet either.
But I honestly think it was such a good summer. All of my couples were freaking amazing. Like, that's one thing with this year. I'm like, I got so lucky with everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, every wedding was so good and every wedding was so fulfilling and I don't know. It just really made me happy. And like, it shows how, you know, really like honing down on your brand, honing down mm-hmm. on like your content, showing yourself, showing what kind of weddings you like
really
helps because I feel so happy with everyone I worked with, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah. And especially with my brand change, like I feel like this year it's been really cool to see because like I said, I've been sending everybody like two edits to kind of say like, hey, I know you booked me with my old one, but here's both so you can choose. And like 95% of my clients are picking the new edit, which just shows that obviously like I'm also, well, I'm maturing. My clients are maturing. They like the new style. Obviously, it's a good thing. And everybody is, like, loving, like, the new direction and, like, the lifestyle, like, documentary, like, stuff more, which is what I'm trying to do. So it's just nice to see it, like, coming full circle.
Oh, it's so
it's really
good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my heart is very full after this wedding season. And there's still more to come. It's not the end of wedding season, just the end of summer.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, and I feel like – no, and I feel like my next two weddings are even, like, going to be probably the icing on the cake.
Oh, yeah. The one – I have one in Saskatoon at Rimay Modern. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but it's an art gallery. And I went there for an engagement session last week? I don't even know what day it is, but anyways. Yeah. And I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to that for so long because it's such a cool place to shoot in. And
my God.
That one I'm really, really pumped about.
I know. My next wedding is – in Revelstoke.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
And we are going in a helicopter.
Yeah.
The day before. And they're doing like personal vows and all
that. Is that next weekend or the weekend after?
Next weekend.
I can't wait to see this one.
Oh my God. I'm
not even shooting it, but I'm so excited to see.
I'm gonna pass out when I get in that helicopter. Like, I don't get sick, but I'm taking Gravol because I don't want to, like, even risk it. I'm like, there is no way.
Do you not get drowsy when you take Gravol?
Not Gravol. Yeah. No, I don't get drowsy.
I knock out if I take Gravol. Like, maybe I have to go to sleep.
Maybe I'll test it just in case, but.
I feel like helicopter, you don't get nauseous because it's very, like,
yeah, I don't even know how it's smooth. I've been in a helicopter before, so it's probably
fine. And it made you nauseous?
No.
Oh, I feel like you should be fine.
I just did.
Have it on hand just in case.
I just don't want to, risk it because I want everything to go so perfectly. I'm just like, I'm probably going to take my Super 8 camera up there because there is absolutely no way that I'm going on top of a mountain and I'm not taking a video.
Literally.
No way.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
I might pass out and live on top of the mountain for the rest of my life.
Might as well.
I'm just so excited. That's like, I feel like every photographer's dream.
I feel like we're both in our element.
Yeah.
Because you're getting so like too. The top of the mountain Revelstoke vibe-y, and I'm getting the art gallery. This is both of our perfect weddings.
Yeah. I feel like, you know what? I feel like every year, this always happens to me. I don't do it on purpose, but every year, September always has the weddings that, like,
yes,
for some reason, like, fill your soul. Like, it's almost like, the world, like, saves, like, not saying, like, they're the best, but, like, it saves the ones that are, like, more, like, the most, like, your niche for the very end. And then they're done. And then I'm like, why is it over?
I know. And I don't know what it is about September. I feel like September is just like you still have a little bit of summer feeling, but you still like get that fall vibe.
You know what? September to me is just like, I don't know what it is about fall, but like it's just straight romance to me. Like, I don't know why, but like.
Same. I feel you. Yeah. We're September girls through and through.
Like, I see September and I'm like, oh, the love is in the air.
We are here. We made it.
Like, I don't know. That's just literally, like, I smell the air and I'm like, who's falling in love? Like, and that's, like, the only way I can describe it. Like, seriously. But, like, actually,
It's so true.
I don't know
like,
why.
Like, it's like Gilmore Girls vibes, like Hallmark movies, like all the cozy feel-good things. Yeah.
I don't know. I love
it. I just think Gilmore Girls, when I think fall, that is like, I hear the theme song right now.
I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
Stop. You haven't?
No.
Jordan, as a kid, I would watch that series. I had all the DVDs and I had them lined up on my nightstand and I would watch them over and over and over and over again. And I think there's like 8 seasons. It's, you would love it.
I gotta finish Gossip Girl.
Ugh, that's a long one.
I'm in like season 4 right now.
Yeah. Did you start watching it because of all the Blake Lively drama?
No, I started before that. And now I'm like, look at me. I don't know how I did that.
Oh, on trend or on topic.
Yeah.
No, Gilmore Girls has to be your next one. It is. I might start it right now, actually, after this.
I watched Dazed and Confused the other night for the first time.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
one. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's cute.
It was good.
Yeah. Because Matthew McConaughey's in it.
And then I heard
a second.
Listen, you guys are going to laugh at me, but then I heard all the like TikTok sounds from that movie. The all right. That's probably he does that in a few movies, right?
Yeah.
But there's that's also so another funny. Song and, or another part of the movie that's a TikTok sound. And I was like, that's where that's from.
That's really bad when you start watching movies and you like, oh, TikTok.
No, I'm like, this is not
I do good. It too. What did I made a Connor watch something the other day and he was like, oh, that's where that TikTok sound came from. He literally did the same thing. Oh, frig. I can't remember what it was, but yeah. Awesome. Well, that's kind of our recap. Like, we don't have too many crazy things that went down, which is good.
Good.
Yeah. We don't want that.
No.
Like, literally, there was nothing, like, besides weather. Weather was our,
enemy
this year.
Every year, weather is. And it's crazy.
Last year, I was like, I didn't have a wedding with rain. I think, one, it spit a bit, but, like, it was good last year.
I feel like in my last, 8 years, I've really only had, 2 wedding days where it fully rained all day.
Mm.
And, like, there's only been, 2, which is,
crazy.
It's just crazy. And
even that hail wedding, like, we had full sun for the ceremony. The morning was beautiful. So and then weird. That hail came in, and then we had the most beautiful sunset that night.
It's always the nicest
sunset. Literally gorgeous sunset.
After it rains, always.
Yeah. Aww. Except for the amount of mud on my vehicle and on our shoes, like everything was.
Yeah. Actually, but this is my favorite moment. I'll end the episode off like this. My moment was from the rainy wedding still, because it's probably like one of my favorites. But they were doing their first dance. And I was in my head. I'm just like, I hope they just like put their arms out and have like a notebook moment and like just embrace it, because it's fully raining, right? And they kind of did, but he literally like put his head up and like stuck his tongue out and was like catching rain.
Oh yeah, you posted on his that, didn't tongue. You?
I did post it, and it literally was the. I was like, yes, like that is what I wanted. And then she shared that, and she was like, honestly, that's the most Corey picture you could have ever taken. And I was like, that's why we do what
and
we do.
And that's telling the story. That is like. That when you posted that, I was like, I love that you posted that, because a lot of people wouldn't, just because it's not like a picture perfect, but it's that's the moment.
Yeah, no, and she, and that's the one she shared to like say, oh, look, I love like that. Got married. She shared that one, and like, oh my god, sorry you guys, the lights being like absolutely crazy, but but yeah, like that's the one she shared, and she's like, this is like literally Corey to a T. And I was like, oh, that's literally the best compliment you could give us.
It honestly is.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was like my bet. I literally like my heart like cried when he did that. I was like, yes, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. And see, my favorite was from my rainy wedding too, because we were running through puddles and I didn't use the, but there was like a Band-Aid floating, because it was like a tsunami, because there was so much, there was a Band-Aid flowing, and it was their feet running in the rain and like water splashing everywhere. That's my favorite photo from the summer, because I'm like, that just shows the Band-Aid was just funny floating.
That's hilarious.
It's like disgusting, but yeah, just those moments at weddings is like, you know, tells a story. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But anyways, that was our little recap, and we'll probably have to do a fall recap too, because we are both very excited.
Well, fall usually gets us, so we'll see.
Gets the good content.
We'll see how we feel after fall.
And we still need to plan our birthday thing that we're doing for the pod.
Oh yeah, we do need to plan that.
Muster something up.
You look very like, what's the word? I was gonna say mischievous.
Yeah,
mischievous. I was gonna say diabolical. That is not the right word, but that's not what I was trying to say.
Cute. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and staying with us. It's crazy to see the like feedback.
Shout out to our 60 subscribers on YouTube. Shout out to you, because we love you.
66.
66?
Yeah, we're freaking getting up there.
Wow. I love that.
Honestly, it's been so fun. Like, some of the comments are interesting sometimes, but for the most part, it's been so cute to see people like interacting with our stuff and on podcasts, on YouTube. Like, it's kind of crazy, honestly.
No, it's awesome. It's just cool to see you guys liking it. And like, even to hear, like, I know some people don't like, you just watch and you don't like comment or like, but like, even when you come and tell us at a wedding, like, oh, like I watched your podcast. It's like the people that I didn't even realize listened to it. I'm like, oh, sweet, thanks. Yeah,
and that you guys are getting stuff from it, like actually, you know, it makes us want to do more, so thank you.
Cool.
Well, we will see you next week, and thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.